The Detroit Red Wings open up training camp today, and for the 20th year in a row, it'll be in Traverse City. It might be sunny and close to 80 degrees outside, but inside Center Ice Arena, hockey season has started. Before training camp gets underway, the Red Wings host what's called a prospect tournament, a showcase for some of the best young players in professional hockey. Yuri Fisher is the director of player evaluation for the Red Wings.
We get to evaluate our young prospects against the Red Wings and maybe project how far away they are from anchoring a spot on the roster.
When training camp starts, the Red Wings have the equivalent of three team rosters present. That's between 60 and 70 players.
Every training camp is crucial. I really do believe there's more and more emphasis every year on good starts of each team in the NHL season, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
To pull off both the prospect tournament and the Wings training camp, Center Ice Arena needs a lot of help.
And if we didn't have over 200 volunteers, we'd never make it work.
That's Terry Marchand, the executive director of Center Ice. And he's in the middle of the busiest week of his year, making sure the facility is ready to go.
The ice gets beat up like nothing else because we don't have these NHL teams playing back-to-back games, four games a night. Just puts a ton of pressure on the ice, on our physical plant. But we've been able to make it work.
Center Ice recently had to upgrade their rinks to comply with NHL safety standards. Things like a new glass board system that flexes when players crash into it, and Kevlar netting around the rink to protect fans from stray pucks. All told, the updates cost around $220,000. But Marchand says it's worth it.
There are not many rinks in the country that can put on an eight-team tournament like we do. And we were built for it. And that's why it's 20 years later, we're still doing it.
For more info on the Detroit Red Wings training camp, which opens today, go to our website, interlockinpublicradio.org. For IPR News Radio, I'm Dan Wanchura.